This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first measure signed into law this year.
For this fiscal year, kind of dealing with the COVID-19 situation and the CARES Act funding that came from the federal government.
The governor's recommendations were presented.
House Bill 16 is the supplemental budget for the current fiscal year, which will end on June 30th. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby says the supplemental budget totals $325 million.
For housing assistance, rental assistance, and utility assistance for the people affected by COVID-19, for the people in the state of Missouri.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis, who also serves on the panel, says these dollars are meant to help certain individuals.
The federal U.S. Treasury released money to appropriate for rental assistance for those renters who may have been unable to pay their rent according to COVID.
Senator Hageman adds the point of this aid is to help people who rent.
There's been a moratorium on rental and eviction notices. Many of the utilities have done a moratorium as well on disconnects for that reason. And so there's certainly some interest in assisting people in that regard.
Senator May says this money does not go directly to people who are affected, like the federal refunds did.
We have 7 counties that got their money straight from the federal government, and one of those counties is St. Louis County, St. Louis City. The money is going to be handled through MHDC, Missouri Housing Development Corporation, is where the money is going to be handled.
Senator Hageman also says it is up to the individual cities and counties to apply for the funding.
My understanding is once they go through those funds, it would be available for them to be able to tap into this if they can show the need is still there to move ahead.
Senator May does point out people can apply for the help themselves, though, if it is needed.
Those entities like St. Louis County and St. Louis City, I think you have to apply through your local government, but you can also apply to the state if you're not getting any recourse.
Senator Hageman says there has been another federal expenditure made since House Bill 16 was signed into law back in February.
Still a lot of discussion on the federal government about doing some additional assistance to cities, counties, states in that regard in different ways. This is targeted specifically for rental assistance and utilities, keeping people in their homes.
By law, the governor has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. This will include the 13 bills that comprise the fiscal year 2022 state operating budget, which has to be signed before the next fiscal year starts on July 1st. With some exceptions, most new laws will take effect on August 28th. Lawmakers plan to be back in Jefferson City for the annual veto session in September. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.